Service call. Cooling system short cycles. Field flow for a short cycling cooling system. Separate a safety slash pressure trip from a control slash thermostat issue and from a sizing problem by timing the cycles and watching what cuts the call. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base, what you'll see. The system starts, runs for a short stretch, then shuts off, and does it over and over. Short matters. A unit cutting off after 30 to 90 seconds is failing on a safety pressure switch. Overload. A unit running 3 to 5 minutes and quitting is usually a control or sizing issue. A unit that runs a while, trips, and won't restart for minutes is hitting a thermal protector. Time the cycles first. The duration tells you which world you're in. The trap here is comfort complaints get blamed on the AC is broken when an oversized system that satisfies too fast is doing exactly what bad sizing forces it to do. Walk it in order. Time it. Pull out a watch. How long does it run? And how long is it off before it restarts? Write down both. Seconds long runs point to safeties. Minute long runs point to controls or load. Very short runs under about 2 min. Compressor trips off to suspect a pressure switch or the compressor overload. Put gauges on and run it. If head climbs fast and it cuts out, the high pressure switch is doing its job. Find why head is high. Dirty condenser, dead slash slow fan, overcharge, recirculating air, non-condensables. If suction crashes and it cuts out, the low pressure switch is tripping, undercharge, restriction, or low airflow dropping coil pressure. Watch the contactor and 24 volts. If the contactor drops out and back and rapidly, the call itself is being interrupted. Chattering contactor, loose Y wire, a safety opening and closing, or a thermostat sending a stuttering signal. Meter 24 volts at the contactor coil through a cycle. Check the thermostat side. A thermostat in a bad spot in a draft from a supply register, indirect sun, near the return satisfies and recalls quickly. A too tight differential slash CPH setting, or a wired up fan delay gone wrong, can do it too. Confirm the stat isn't mounted where its own system's air hits it. Consider sizing and airflow. A grossly oversized system cools the thermostat's little spot fast, satisfies, shuts off, then the house heat soaks back and it recalls. Classic 5 to 8 minutes cycling with poor humidity control and cold then plenty comfort. Low airflow can also cause cycling by freezing the coil or tripping limits. Roll out electrical heat slash overload. A compressor cycling on its internal overload runs, gets hot, trips, cools, restarts often ties back to high head, low voltage, a weak capacitor, or an overamping motor. Clamp the amps through a cycle. What normal looks like. Healthy cooling run time. Typically several minutes to continuous on a hot day. A properly sized system runs long and steady in design conditions, not in quick bursts. Differential. A typical thermostat swings around about 1 degree before recalling. Cycles per hour settings cap how often it can restart. Anti-short cycle delay. Many systems enforce a about 3 to 5 minute minimum off time to protect the compressor. A unit that respects this and still recalls fast is a load slash control issue, not the delay. Pressures. If it's tripping a switch, you'll see head or suction run to the cutout value, not sit normal. Common faults and what they mean. High pressure trip. Seconds to minutes runs. Head spikes. Dirty condenser. Failed slash slow condenser fan. Overcharge, recirculating air, or non-condensables in the system. Low pressure trip. Suction crashes and cuts out. Undercharge slash leak. Restriction. Low airflow over the evaporator or running too cold outside. Compressor overload cycling. Runs, gets hot, trips, restarts after cooldown. High head, low line voltage, weak run cap, or a struggling compressor. Chattering contactor slash loose low voltage. Rapid contactor in out, very fast cycling. Bad contactor, loose Y slash C, or an intermittent safety. Thermostat placement slash settings. Comfortable but annoying cycling. No pressure or electrical fault. Relocate the stat or fix the differential. Gross oversizing. Short, frequent runs with humidity complaints. Not a repair, a design problem to explain honestly. Tech tips and gotchas. Time the cycle before you theorize. 30-second cuts and 5-minute cuts are completely different failures. Don't guess the duration. A pressure switch is doing its job, not malfunctioning. When it trips, the fault is why the pressure got there. Chase the pressure. Don't bypass the switch. Never jumper out a safety to make it run. Bypassing a high or low pressure switch to keep a customer cool can grenade a compressor. If you must verify the switch itself is bad, do it deliberately and briefly with gauges on. Oversizing is a conversation, not a part. If the equipment is twice the load, no repair fixes the cycling. explain it as a comfort slash sizing reality and offer real options. Watch the amps and the pressures together through one full cycle. The moment of cutout tells you which protector fired. Safety slash code notes. De-energize before opening panels. Bleed capacitors before handling. Don't defeat pressure or temperature safeties as a fix. They protect the compressor and, with the 2L refrigerants, are part of the system's safety design. Recover refrigerant per EPA 608 Federal Refrigerant Rules. Subpart F, if you open the system, to address a charge or restriction cause.